This episode of the OrthoBullets podcast will go over the topic of scapulothoracic joint from the shoulder and elbow section on orthobullets.com. As a quick introduction, the function of the scapulothoracic joint is to allow scapular motion against the ribcage. With respect to osteology, the scapulothoracic joint is not a true joint. It's actually an articulation between the scapula and the thorax. It is a sliding quote-unquote joint between the medial border of the scapula and ribs 2 through 7. The resting position angulation, although these are variable even in healthy adults, is anteriorly it is 10 to 20 degrees, internally rotated it is 30 to 45 degrees from the coronal plane, and has an upward tilt of 3 degrees. Now let's talk about the biomechanics of the scapulothoracic joint. We'll talk specifically about motion and stability. So in terms of primary motion, elevation and depression of the scapulothoracic joint is movement up and down along the ribcage. Secondary motions include protraction and retraction, which is movement away from or towards the vertebral column. In terms of upward and downward rotation, upward rotation is with arm elevation, and downward rotation is with the arm returning to the side from a raised position. Secondary motions also include internal and external rotation, as well as anterior and posterior tipping. Finally, in terms of shoulder abduction, the ratio of glenohumeral motion to scapulothoracic motion is 2 to 1. The glenohumeral joint does 120 degrees, then the scapulothoracic joint does 60 degrees. In terms of stability, there are 17 different muscles that attach to or originate from the scapula. These include the trapezius, the serratus anterior, the deltoid, the latissimus dorsi, the levator scapulae, the rhomboids major and minor, the inferior belly of the omohyoid, the pectoralis minor, the teres major and minor, the triceps brachii and the biceps brachii, the coracobrachialis, brachialis, the infraspinatus, subscapularis, and supraspinatus. Clinical relevance of the scapulothoracic joint includes scapulothoracic dissociation, scapular winging, and scapulothoracic dyskinesis. And to learn more about these clinical conditions, be sure to listen to their respective podcast episodes. That's all for this review about the scapulothoracic joint. Hopefully that was helpful. This is the OrthoBullets podcast, a daily audio review session by OrthoBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for orthopedic surgery education. Keep in mind that these podcasts are designed to go along with the topics on orthobullets.com, and in fact, you can listen to these episodes right on the OrthoBullets website or mobile app while going through the topic. If you've gotten any value from the OrthoBullets podcast so far, please consider leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks so much, and we'll see you all tomorrow.